I've blogged before on how applications running on Heroku and elsewhere can retrieve data from Force.com using the REST API, but not so much about the opposite direction. Heroku announced the Data Clips feature back in February, but it wasn't until Craig Kirsteins mentioned that you can retrieve JSON formatted data that I realized Data Clips provide a really easy integration point for Heroku Postgres. If you've used Apex callouts and system.json before, you can go read Craig's blog entry and figure it out pretty quickly. Otherwise, here's a step-by-step example, using the Shakespeare drone factor data clip, a listing of characters from Shakespeare's plays, ordered by their average number of characters per paragraph, how much they drone on. First, create a new Force.com Developer Edition environment. Even if you've already got one or more, go ahead and create a new one. It's easy to keep reusing DAs, filling them up with cruft, but I like to create a fresh one for each project, even if it's just a little experiment. Now, we grab the JSON representation of the data by appending JSON to the data clip URL, https://postgres.heroku.com/dataclips/leafy-pxcaberdax-cstjody.json. Clicking this URL will likely download the JSON data, but it might show up in your browser. In either case, you'll get about 88K of JSON data. The data is in the form of an array of objects, with no white space, since it's intended for consumption by an app. Here's an excerpt, formatted for readability. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. As you can see, the data has a very simple structure, an array of objects, each object with four properties, character underscore name, letter underscore count, paragraph underscore count, and drone underscore factor. Now we need to create a corresponding Apex class. Copy a single object from the dataset. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And paste that into Simon Fell's excellent JSON 2 Apex tool. This will result in the following code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Create an Apex class, your name, setup, develop, Apex classes, new, paste the code in, and click Save. Hitting the Run Test button shows that everything looks good. You might be wondering about that 33% code coverage. Let's take a closer look, clicking on the 33. As you can see, we've tested the parse method, but we haven't explicitly assigned anything to the fields. In a real-world case, you would add more test methods as you implemented more functionality, and move code coverage past the 75% mark, but we'll just note that as a toto and move on. Now we have a class to represent the records we can retrieve from the data clip, we need to write some code to retrieve them. I'll create a new class, called DroneFactorClient, to do the work. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The get method is very simple. First, we set up an if request with the data clip JSON endpoint, then we send the request, parsing the response into a list of drone factor objects. In a real app, rather than sample code, we would use a custom setting for the endpoint, but I'm pasting it directly into the code here for brevity. Let's give this a quick test. Open the developer console, your name, developer console, click the box next to the execute button and paste in the following code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Check open log, hit execute and... Uh-oh. Apex code can't go calling any old endpoint on the internet. We need to create a remote site setting to give it permission to call Heroku Postgres, your name, setup, security controls, remote site settings, new remote site. Note that you cannot have spaces or any other special characters in the remote site name. Try executing the code snippet again, and... success-second-time-lucky. Let's filter the log on the string debug and see what we got. The client retrieved 925 drones, the first one being the character rumor. Things are looking good. Let's create a simple visual force page to show the data. First, enable development mode for yourself. Your name, setup, manage users, users, click edit next to your user record, check development mode and click save. This setting lets you edit visual force pages right on the page. Before we create the visual force page itself, we need to tweak the drone factor class to make the four instance variables properties, giving them accessor functions so that they can be accessed from visual force. Navigate to the Drone Factor class, your name, setup, develop, Apex classes, edit Drone Factor, and replace the four public string lines with the following. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now to create the Visual Force page, go to the URL in your browser's address bar, leave the host name as is, but change the path to /apex/drone-page. For my DA, the resulting URL is https://na9.salesforce.com/apex/drone-page. Hit enter, and you'll get an error page. Click the Create Page link, and you'll see a default Visual Force page. Let's create a simple table to show our drone data. In the Editor pane at the bottom of the page, replace the default code with the following. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Hit the Save icon and you'll be told that the Apex class drone controller does not exist. Our Visual Force page can display drone factor data, but it needs a controller to go retrieve it. Click the Create Apex Class Public with Sharing Class Drone Controller link to create the controller, and then the Create Apex Method Drone Controller.getDrones link. Don't worry about the subsequent error, just click the Drone Controller button to edit the controller code. Replace the GetDrones function with the following. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You should be rewarded with a nicely formatted table of drone factors. If this is your first time working with Apex and Visual Force, congratulations, you just created a data integration from Heroku Postgres to Force.com. To go further with Force.com, check out the developer workbooks and the recording of the recent Introduction to Force.com webinar.